We're going to go now to the Joseph Mokley Federal Courthouse in Boston, which has just been evacuated. WBUR's senior reporter David Boeri is there. David, what are you seeing and what has happened?
This is one of the more bizarre days, I think, in recent history in Boston. The scene outside the courthouse is like Day of the Locusts. Scores of TV trucks started accumulating here in anticipation of somebody being brought in. For an appearance in court on the assumption that somebody, in fact, had been charged. Now, I was inside. I've been told by people inside, my sources inside this building, that something definitely is going to happen and there was going to be a court appearance. I am told they were informed by authorities there was going to be a need for a session in here this afternoon. So as I'm inside the building, trying to figure this out, we then get statements from Carmen Ortiz that say, and she says, there is no arrest, nobody's in custody. Then we get another release from the FBI National Headquarters saying there is nobody in custody, there's been no arrest, and rumors should not be trafficked in by reporters. About the time that comes in, all of a sudden the loudspeaker comes on, a code red, which is the most serious code. It is a bomb threat. Inside the Joseph Mokley Courthouse, this, of course, the headquarters for the U.S. Attorney. So in quick order, everybody in this building filed out, and it wasn't out the front door, it was out of all available exits.
David, I'm looking at a live TV feed from a helicopter. It looks just outside of where you are. There are, what, hundreds of people in the parking lot of the Mokley Courthouse?
I
see emergency vehicles.
Hundreds is an underestimate. From my vantage point near the North Street Bridge, I'd say there's about 1,000 or more, and just vast throngs of photographers and cameras who are awaiting the arrival of said supposed suspect. So everybody is outside the building now. I just walked out with one of the federal judges, and they were telling him to hurry along because, in fact, there's been a bomb threat on the building.
So are there law enforcement officials, bomb experts in the building now sweeping it?
I am off of the edges. That would be the protocol. The protocol was that the building would be checked. Security officers are outside. Everybody's standing outside. And I can see, we're expecting, there's a fire truck. I see a couple of fire trucks have arrived, and I've been hearing sirens. So this is on a confusing day. This is still more confusing. And when you realize that in 2 hours, the U.S. attorney is supposed to have a conference with the head of the FBI, this is her office here, and it's been evacuated because of a bomb threat. You get a sense of the turmoil in Boston.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri speaking to us live outside the Joseph Mokley Courthouse in Boston on the waterfront there. David, thanks so much. We'll come back to you as things progress.
You're welcome.
And stay with us. There's a lot more to come. We're going to be following events as they emerge today. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And, of course, as David mentioned, there was a 5 p.m. press conference scheduled in or around the Mokley Courthouse. If that happens, WBUR will, of course, bring that to you. But for now, stick with us at Radio Boston. We'll be right back.